Good morning and welcome. We have a few announcements this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of two. That's just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. We also have the live stream playing in the teen room. If you have children over the age of two, they're having a hard time in the sanctuary. We have a love offering for the Bone Bright family. That will be next week, just so you can prepare and pray about that if you'd like to make a love offering to the Bone Bright family. With Nathan and his hospital stay there. That would be a great help and a great reminder that we're still praying about them and thinking about them. The Camp Barnabas trip for the youth group is July 30th through August 5th. If you are thinking about coming on that trip, please let me know. The end of April is the last time to register, but registrations are closing. So if you are in the youth group or in college, please let me know and we'll talk about getting you registered for that as soon as we can here. We also are in need of some more people to sign up to help with cookies for Club Rock. We have a few weeks left toward the end of the year that we don't have anyone signed up for cookies. So if you'd like to bring cookies for Club Rock, that would be an awesome help for our snack time for Club Rock. We have the Chosen Bible Study Series that we're going to do Sunday nights here at the church is going to start next Sunday. That'll be starting at about 6 p.m. next Sunday. It's going to be an 8-week study. We're going to watch through the first season of The Chosen, which depicts some different scenes and scenarios from the Gospels, and then have discussion based off that. That will be an awesome time for fellowship and some deeper biblical conversations here at the church Sunday night starting next Sunday. So if you'd like to participate in that, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. And then if we have too many people, which would be a great problem to have, we might expand to houses or something from there. So go ahead and sign up if you're interested in that, and we will get information out about that next Sunday. Byron Bible Camp has a couple more winter retreats coming up for grades 3 through 6 and 7 through 12. Those are coming up here in the next couple weeks, so if you're interested in doing a winter retreat at Byron Bible Camp, now is the time to register for that. Don't miss out on your opportunity for that if you're interested. We have a youth group tonight, as well as there's a ministerial unity service at the Presbyterian Church tonight. Both of those are at 6 p.m., and we have young adult Bible study tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 66, stand together and sing, To God Be the Glory. To God be the glory, great things he has done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Thanks for singing. Please be seated.
Well, good morning again. This is our opportunity for praises and prayer requests. A couple, just to highlight, the bottom on your prayer sheet, Diane Welch, recovering from knee surgery. She did have a successful knee surgery a few days ago, so pray for her and her recovery. June Ohm sent an email that Ron is doing better, so that's a praise, and we continue to pray for him. Glad to see Tom here this morning. You doing well, Tom? Okay. Well, glad to see you, and we'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you, everyone, for the prayers and stuff. I know that was a big part of it, because I should have needed
it. There is quite a bit of illness going around, so just pray for everyone that's dealing with not feeling great. A number of people that are not here this morning, so pray for them. And continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright. And do we have others this morning, prayer requests or praises?
Paula.
Okay, so Paula's brother Jerome has a spot on his lung that's going to be removed, so be in prayer that that would go smoothly. Any others today? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for the privilege that we have to come gather together this morning and to worship you, to sing praises to you, to return thanks for the many blessings you've given to us, as a return back to you part of the financial resources you've entrusted to us. We thank you for each one who is here this morning, and we pray that you would be honored and glorified in our service. I ask you'd be with our Sunday school hour, be with youth group tonight. We pray for everyone that is not here this morning. We know there's a number of people that are dealing with illness, and we just pray for healing for them. We pray they would get the rest that they need. We pray for healing for their bodies, and for those of us that are out and about, we pray that you'd keep us healthy or help us to get back to 100% for those that aren't quite there. We thank you for Tom being here this morning. We thank that he is improving. We pray you continue to be with him as he continues to heal from his surgery. We pray that you would continue to be with Ron. We thank you that the report this last week is that he is improving as well. We Pray that you would continue to be with Diane. Thank you that the knee surgery that she had a few days ago was successful, and pray that her recovery would be without complication. We do pray that you would continue to be with Nathan and for his healing and that process that he is still in the middle of and still has a long way to go. We pray that you continue to encourage him, and also Ryan and Deb. We pray that you'd be with Paula's brother Jerome and the surgery that he has coming up to remove the spot on his lung. We pray that it would be successful and that it would completely remove that problem area, and pray that it won't have spread anywhere else. And we just pray that you'd continue to be with others with ongoing health concerns, and we pray that you would guide the doctors and just encourage them and their families. We pray this month for the Taves with their ministry at Victory Center, and we know that they're getting ready, no doubt, to be sending out registration materials and getting all the details for summer camp worked out. We pray that you would be with those preparations. We pray that you'd be with Ken and Karen as they work alongside the Pyatts this coming season and helping the Pyatts to make the transition to being the full-time directors there of that ministry. We thank you for their willingness to step into that role, and pray that the transition would go smoothly. We pray for the Pyatts as they seek to raise the financial support that they need for stepping into that position. We do pray that you would be with all of our missionaries, and we just pray for continued health for them, for safety in their ministries, and for boldness as they teach and proclaim your word wherever they are and in whatever opportunities they're given. We pray for our church here and for our ministries here locally with Sunday school and with Club Rock and youth group and with the Chosen Bible study coming up and with just the various different opportunities that we have formally as a congregation and informally as individuals to proclaim your truth and your word. And we pray that we would be faithful to do that and that we would be a light in our community, that we would always stand firmly on your truth. We do thank you for the financial resources that you've entrusted to us, and we pray that we as a church would use those resources wisely and that they would be beneficial in the furtherance of your purposes. We just thank you most of all for your love for us, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you that we know that none of us and none of ourselves is worthy in any way for a relationship with you, and yet you loved us enough to send your Son. We know that he is alive, and we know that you've also given us your Holy Spirit to dwell within us. And we thank you for the help that you provide for us each day. And we just pray that we would be mindful to be yielded to the Spirit's leading in our lives. Just ask that you would be with the rest of our time together this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, so we all know that I'm deaf, and I have these hearing aids. A week and a half ago, we went to Sioux Falls and got them checked out. And guess what? They haven't worked right in a long time. So, Don, that wasn't you or this thing. It's like, holy cow, I'm loud. I don't want to be like Joe Biden and do that, but it feels, if I'm too loud, somebody just give me a, my mother used to do that, but she sits too far in the back now, and she can't hear either, so. So anyway, after the saying all that, guess what song we're going to sing? Make Me a Blessing. It's 452 in your hymnals, and you can stay seated because we're going to stand up for the next one. So relax. 452 in your hymnals.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to some. sweet story of Christ and His love. Tell of His power to forgive. Others will trust Him if only you prove true every moment you live. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. Oh, Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing through someone today. Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. Oh, Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today.
Thank you for singing. And now you get to stand up, and we're going to sing 387, O to Be Like Thee. Going to have to turn these babies down. I'm in stereo sound. O to Be Like Thee, number 387.
To be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, Thy perfect likeness to bear. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as Thou art. Come in Thy sweetness, come in Thy fullness, stamp Thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like Thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinners to find. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as Thou art. Come in Thy sweetness, come in Thy fullness, stamp Thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like Thee while I am pleading, pour out Thy Spirit, fill with Thy love. Make me a temple meet for Thy dwelling, fit me for life and heaven above. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as Thou art. Come in Thy sweetness, come in Thy fullness,
Stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Again, thanks for singing. Please be seated.